never know, homie. Might meet some hoes, homie. You need to pump your brakes and drive slow, homie. My homie Molly used to stay 79th of May. One of my best friends from back in the day. Down the street from Calumet, a school full of stones. He nicknamed me K-Rock, so there, leave me alone. Bulls jacket with his hat broke way off and walked around the mall with his radio face off. Plus he had a
spinner from his... Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
75.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and
shoe accessories.
Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. You're welcome. Thank you. And welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. You may be a new listener. Lou listener. Are you a Lou listener? Fuck it, I'm not. I'm a new listener. That's what I am. Don't call me names. Okay. Hey, episode number 75. Is happening right now, right in front of your face, right between your ears. That place in between your ears is happening right here. Can you feel it? Can you see it? What does it feel like? I'm using headphones today, right now, to hear myself. I've never done that before. You wouldn't know that. But that's why I'm telling you, so you do know. Well, what's new? I just want to kind of recap sound set one more time. I want to elaborate on some of the things that I saw at sound set from the vendor side, because I was at the Brims and Tongues booth. People maybe got some listeners out there that actually saw me. You met me. I handed you a sticker, because I was literally hustling stickers myself. I printed up 2,500 new stickers. Just over 2,000 of those I brought with. I wanted to keep a few, you know, for guests, for sticker bombing myself. Not myself, but for sticker bombing other things. And so I personally handed out a lot of stickers, and I was probably the one that handed them to you. So that was me. Hey, we've met. I remember you, of course, and you were a very nice person because you took that sticker. And there were, of course, some assholes. I want to tell you about... If you've ever been an artist or doing promotions and handing out flyers or stickers or CDs or something, you can't be a hothead doing that, because it had been a long time since I had handed out promotional whatever material. Because your first instinct is you hand someone a flyer, and I don't just like stick out my hand. I like to say, hey, free flyer, and I, you know, some witty comment or something, I don't know. And there's always the asshole that's like, fuck you, you know? And human instinct, you're naturally just, you want to turn around and be like, what'd you say, you know? Fuck you. Hey, fuck you, buddy. Hey, buddy, fuck you. I don't know. You know what I mean? And just start shit. But it had been so long that my natural instinct was to do that, but I held myself back, because it's just like, there's a sea of people. There's 30,000 people there. It's like, fuck it. Is it really worth it anyways? Even if there was only two people and one of them was like, fuck you, when you hand them a sticker. Come on. Don't be a dipshit. Okay? Is it really worth it to start shit over handing someone a sticker just because that person's an asshole? You don't need to be an asshole. Come on, man. Or girl. Come on. Don't do it. Anyways. So we've probably met when I handed you a sticker. I want to thank you for checking out the show. The show is pretty kick-ass. All right? You might be wondering, okay, so this guy's talking, when's he going to get into something good? And I'll get there eventually, all right? Just wait. Just hang out with me. I want to talk about sound set, because a lot of people go there to check out the music, obviously, is why you go. You don't go pay money to go and to spend more money at the vendor booths, although that's what we want you to do. Because I got to say, there's a lot of people out there, SP Style, Titan Administration... And that's the home of Midway Felix and The Cabinet, of course. Who else was out there? I saw Rep Minnesota, of course. Stack Ducats had Remo Williams and Mike the Martyr over there representing. Brady O'Rourke, past guest of the show. He's the guy that basically runs Crush Kill Recordings, who was Idea, Michael Larson's label. So he was out there. Actually, he was out there with Idea's mom, who is also co-owner of Crush Kill Recordings, or owner of it, I should say, and his catalog. So that was cool. Fill in the breaks, of course. E-Cid was out there. David Mars representing and doing their thing, too. And there was a plethora of other clothings and whatnot, and it was just, it's just cool. That's cool to see all of these other companies and independent companies coming together and doing their thing and trying to move their product. Saying that with quotations. Move their product. And had you walked by the Brims and Tongues booth, you would have seen my goofy ass standing there. You know, looking dumb. That's my look. When you look at me, you're like, who's that guy? He looks dumb. He looks like an idiot. Big nose, goofy looking guy. He was all pink because he was white when he showed up and then stood in the sun, handing out flyers, and then got sunburned. He looks dumb. Well, that's me. I'm that guy. I'm Rob. Welcome to the show. Let's be friends. Let's high five. Let's shake hands. But I do want to share with you kind of a symbolic moment that happened at Soundset. And I got to thank Brent of BTC Wood for this, because it all kind of just came together. So hear me out. Stick this out with me. We had a table at the Brims and Tongues booth, and it was just like one of those, 6-foot folding tables. And at the beginning, when we first set up, Brent kind of had he's got his wood pieces that he makes out of recycled skateboard decks on his half of the table. And I'm jokingly saying, because I don't have any product, you know, I'm not selling anything. I had my laptop and stuff inside the tent, so and this table was outside the tent. And I'm like, the only thing I had on there was my box of stickers that I've so proudly shared with you that I was handing out. But that was it. And I'm like, Brent, this is my half of the table. Jokingly, I might add, jokingly saying this. This is my half of the table. Don't cross over to my half, blah, blah, blah. And so basically I had this wide open half of the table, and he had all his stuff on his half of the table. And I was seriously joking. I wasn't being an asshole to him. But as the day went on, you know, he had put out some Manifesto Southside Looking In CDs. And then his other buddy came by, who was the owner of Green Room Magazine, which is an independent entertainment magazine, music magazine, come by, and he dropped a bunch of those out. And then, you know, I had people coming by, putting flyers out on the table. Professor Fresh came by. He put out some CDs and some flyers. Johnny Question Mark came by, put out some CDs. Slim Chance from Crunchy Kids came by. He put out some CDs. And my half of the table basically became what this show basically is, which is a platform for artists to showcase what they do. You know what I mean? And I was just like, holy shit. I don't know why I didn't think about that before. So if you catch me at like a live event again like that, come by and meet me. I'm not like I'm anybody that you need to meet, you know, but I guess I'm just the handshake between like you and the listeners and the artists. And that's all. I just want people to be famous and known for what they do, because I think the Twin Cities they have a pretty kick-ass music scene. And that's why I do this show. But you know, if I'm at an event, just expect there to be free CDs, free posters, flyers, magazines, whatever that's given to me, and I just want to share this stuff with people. So it's just kind of ironic how that all happened and came together, but hopefully you understand what the fuck I'm talking about there. But moving on, let's talk about why there's no guest on this episode. Episode number 75, which is kind of a milestone as far as quarters go. 25, 50, 75. To be honest with you, last week I knocked out those two episodes from Soundset, and I was thinking, what am I going to do next? And this will come full circle in a minute. What I'm going to build up to you is the best summer of your life. Think about this. And this will make sense in a minute. I have a son. So if you don't want to hear a parent talking about their kid's story, stop listening right now, fast forward. And it goes like this. My son is currently 6 years old. He's in kindergarten. He's just finishing kindergarten. And normally in the summertime, he'd go to a daycare. And we thought, my wife and I thought, hey, you know what? Let's do something good for the kid. And we put him in this at a school, a summer program where they do something different every day. Go to the zoo, play outside, play baseball. They play in the gym. I don't know what the hell they do. They have a swimming pool at their school. I never had that in school. That's lucky. He's lucky. You lucky son of a bitch. But he's gonna have. I've been touting this to him as the best summer of your life. I say, son. I get down on one knee where I'm eye level with him, and I say, son, this is going to be the best summer of your life. God damn it. And none of that is true. I mean, I do tell him it's the best summer of your life. So I thought, what better way to share this with people? Let's make this the best summer of our life. You know what I mean? I mean, summer started. It's nice outside. It's beautiful. Let's throw on a muscle shirt. Okay, let's show off what we got. Ladies wear some short shorts. Guys wear some long shorts. And let's just make it a kick-ass time. The best summer of your life. So, I thought to myself, what's the best way for the listeners, the fans of the Thank You Rob podcast, to make it the best summer of their life? I enjoy 80s. The 80s. All the cheesy shit. Except for the clothing. You won't see me wearing the 80s clothing because I lived that. And I don't want to relive that with the clothing. I do want to relive it through the music and the movies. Bottom line. So, the best summer of your life is this. We're going to be talking 80s movies, okay? The Goonies, Summer School, Adventures in Babysitting, Real Genius, Mannequin, The Karate Kid? Yeah, why not? Right? So the next guests that I have lined up, we're going to talk about movies. Because I've dabbled in talking about movies on the show. We know this. You can go back. We've talked about Spaceballs. We've talked about Adam Sandler. But not much. Mainly it's been about music. So the best summer of your life is all about the 80s. Okay? We're talking movies that star John Cryer. Yeah, the guy from 2 and a Half Men. Okay? Well, before he was in 2 and a Half Men, he was in fucking every 80s movie. And so was John Cusack, and John Candy, and John Belushi, and any other John you can think of that I can't think of. John Goodman, maybe? Maybe? I don't know. But we're going to talk about him, okay? And I love the 80s. Maybe you don't. If so, maybe I'll get a good artist on here that you just want to listen to talk about himself or herself. So we'll knock that out together, okay? The 80s, let's bring it back. There's probably something in there that's got to remind you of your childhood, whether it's good or bad. Hopefully it's good. We're going to talk about it. So I just want to share with you some upcoming guests I have. When Soundset was happening, Sway Calloway, Sway of Sway in the Morning, he has his own show on Sirius XM Radio, and he was in town. He was doing a live broadcast from Fifth Element in Minneapolis, which is Rhymesayer's record store, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you know that? Anyways, he was doing the live in the morning show, and he basically had live on stage. You know, a bunch of MCs were there, fans were there, and they rounded up a bunch of people who want to do freestyles. Of course, Slug, Prof, Brother Ali, Toki Wright, Chance from Slim Chance of Crunchy Kids was there. Anyways, bottom line is, all of them basically killed. They killed that shit. They killed it. Minneapolis, Minnesota was represented to the fullest. I think Sway was really impressed by the talent we had here. He referred to them as hyenas. You're hungry. Hyenas. Not laughing hyenas. Christopher Michael Jensen was one of them. Christopher Michael Jensen is an MC from the cities. He just released an album called CM Cool J. I met him at a show last month or a month or two ago. And I've always known of him. I've known of him for a while. I've just never met the guy. And he has also a group called X-Men, which is actually looks like it's spelled EQ's Men. He's the guest on the show next week, okay? Number 76, episode 76, will be Christopher Michael Jensen. And we're going to talk about why he chose to name his group X-Men, but to spell it EQ-S-Men. Like EQ, like your EQ equalizer, EQs men. Like Christopher Michael Jensen, why did you do that? Why? And we'll talk about an 80s movie. And then the following week, this is not confirmed, DJ Kush Picasso is going to come back. He was on the show before. We talked about a Jay-Z album. He's out doing the festival circuit. He's doing a shitload of drugs, mind altering hallucinogens and whatnot, and drinking alcohol and probably having sex with many a women at the same time. And we're going to talk about an 80s movie and find out what the fuck all these festivals are about, you know? And then the week after that, Mark Antonucci, you may know him as M-Bag, killer guitarist, has a band. So he's not even a hip-hop guy, but he is, kind of. He is going to be in with his band. They're probably going to play a song, okay? And that's going to be kick-ass. We're going to talk about an 80s movie. Finally, episode number 79, the week after that, a young man by the name of Prism will be on the show. P-R-I-Z-M. He will be on the show. We're going to talk about all sorts of shit. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I'm talking 80s. 80s music. The Karate Kid, maybe? The Goonies? I don't know. Throw out some examples. But I did want to... I kind of want to wrap this up here quick. It's going to be short and sweet. I mean, there's no guest. I'm the guest. You're the guest. Last weekend... another reason why I didn't book a guest this week is that because we were out of town last weekend. And the family, we went up to the in-laws' cabin. And on the drive up, we were listening to some Pandora. What do you think we were listening to? Some 80s pop music. Okay? We got the family in the car. Can't be bumping some gangster shit. Anything with cussing. You know, you gotta respect these young children. But anyways, I'm listening to this 80s pop music. If you're familiar with the band Chicago, okay? And first and foremost, I gotta let you know, I am a singer. Not a singer like in the sense of I sing on stage, but I do sing in the car. I sing pretty much every song I know. I will vocally sing it, and whether I can sing it or not. But this song by the band Chicago came on. And this is Peter Cetera era Chicago, if you're familiar with the band. And I was singing it, and as I was singing it, I was like, holy shit. I am not a good singer, especially with this Chicago song. And I just, it was terrible. Bottom line, same with Journey. If you're familiar with Journey, Steve Perry was the lead singer. Anytime Don't Stop Believin', you know the song. Anytime that comes on, I gotta sing it. Guess what? Sounds like shit. Bottom line, that's pretty much it. So, again, 80s. If you know me, 80s pop music, R&B, soul, independent, underground, hip-hop, even some popular hip-hop rap. That's me. That's me in a nutshell. All right, but for those interested in hearing more of me, I've booked myself on June 27th. It's a Friday at 5 p.m. on a radio show out of Augsburg College. It's called Save the Kids Radio, and they're over at savethekidsgroup.org. I'm going to be on the air at 5 p.m. The show runs from 4 to 6 p.m. locally here in Minnesota. You can stream it online. There's a link on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/savethekidsradio. If you like this Thank You Rob podcast page on Facebook, I'll throw up a link. I'm sure you'll be overwhelmed with my promotion of me being on the radio, because I don't know how many times you've been on the radio. I've actually been on a couple times, but nothing like this. And they actually seem like kind of a serious deal. If you know me, if you've listened to the show before, I'm not all that serious. We'll see how this is going to go. I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, I'll throw my humorous twist in there and just catch them off guard, maybe. I don't know. And maybe they don't even listen to my podcast. But it's hosted by DJ Francisco and DJ Dimples. And you can check me out there. And that's really all I got. So just going to wrap it up and remind you to go to thankyourob.com, which is, of course, my website that you all know about. But I'm going to insist. I'm going to consistently pound that into your head. Thankyourob.com. You can go there. You can click on the podcast link on the page and listen to the past episodes of this show. You know, digging all the way back, 74 episodes there. And then there's a link to my graphic design page, iDefine Design. I'm currently working with Remo Williams on his project with Mike the Martyr. What else am I doing? Another logo, some logo designs and stuff for a local radio station here. Some good things, you know, good things. Always working with Brims and Tongues, of course. And there's a link for them, Brims and Tongues, right on the website, thankyourob.com. And a shout out to Fuzz Talk Radio, my boys down in Mankato. Link right there. You can listen to their streaming 24/7 online radio. There's also a link to a podcast that I do, another podcast. It's not Thank You Rob, the Some People's Kids podcast. I haven't talked about this much lately. This is a show that me and my buddy Chuck do, or did. I'd like to do it again. I'd like to continue to. We only have 6 episodes still, so we're lacking. But you can check all that out at thankyourob.com. Make sure you check out the site next week or subscribe to the show on iTunes. And I'll be back next week with Christopher Michael Jensen talking about everything that he does. CM Cool J, the new album, and an 80s movie of some sort, of which you'll have to listen to find out. So until we talk again, handshakes and high fives.
It goes down in them city streets. No heartbeat for the foul police. Semi bust when we hit a beast. Solar panel, we holding heat. It goes down in them city streets. Hennessy puffin' swisher sweets. Far from justice with little peace. Having dreams of cops killing me. Face down on the ground, don't make a sound. All I heard when the officer had his knee on my neck. Big ass nightstick poking me in the chest. Making idle threats while placing me under arrest. I ain't do shit but run to the car, grab a cigar. When I bumped into these two pigs outside of the bar. Of course I tried to ignore them, but I didn't get far. They asked me for my ID, I asked them before. That's when things got dark, they say you trying to get smart. I told them not at all, that's when they threw me up against the wall. I told them chill out, that's when they pulled a still out. Followed by some handcuffs while trying to stomp my grill out. Knowing I was done for, I tried to make a run for it. Had me high stepping, wishing I had a weapon of some sort. Next time I come around, I ain't gonna fuck around. I'm from a town where police, I quick to gun you down. It goes down.
It goes down in them city streets.
It goes down.
No heartbeat for the foul police.
It goes down.
Semi bust when we hit a beast.
Back them down.
Solar panel, we holding heat.
It goes
down in them city streets.
It goes down.
Hennessy puffin' swisher sweets.
Break it down.
Far from justice with little peace.
It goes down.
Having dreams of cops killing me.
It goes down so deep, fuck around, you might drown. You either swim or you sink, living on this side of town. It's a south side thing and they just wanna be down. My connect touched down with like 300 pounds. Ain't no telling what's the future for a felon besides selling. All I see is jail time corrections. Rebels rebellion cause my life was filled threatened. Got me sweating, cops shooting at me like Tysel Nelson. Black cop, Asian cop, they the worst kind. Face down on the ground with they knees on my spine. Out of sight, out of mind, scars from the K-9. Put your lights out, make it dark in the daytime. Wear spike marks when you need them. 3-strike laws taking our freedom. Excessive force and force for no reason. It's open season on the black and brown. Better act now. I'm from a town where police will gun you down. It goes down.
It goes down in them city streets.
It goes down.
No heartbeat for the foul police.
It goes down.
Semi bust when we hit a beast.
Back them down.
Solar panel, we holding heat.
It goes
down in them city streets.
It goes down.
Hennessy puffin' swisher sweets.
Break it down.
Far from justice with little peace.
It goes down.
Having dreams of cops killing me. Killing me.
Lock your windows, lock your doors. Cops on a horse, holy shit, I smell pork. Ain't no mercy in the court, ain't no moral support. Code 4 equals more dead bodies over north. My homie bought a bulletproof vest on house arrest. Told me a coward dies 1,000 deaths. R.I.P. Fong Lee gone but not forgotten to me. I'm airing out all the devil's army, dirty laundry. Johnny Law on the killing spree, guilty as charged. They behind the murder, but not behind bars. Pigs in a blanket, terrorists, racists. Biggest fueled by hatred, Terrence Franklin.